Well, we're on a small knob or hill above the confluence of the Coast Fork and Middle Forks of the Willamette River. We're in the northwest corner of Buford Park. And from here, you can see not only the ponds that were created through gravel extraction by the Wildish Land Company, but also where the two rivers come together. You can see old riparian slough channels that are covered with cottonwoods, big leaf maples, Oregon ash, and they provide important habitat for the likes of great blue herons, who build colonies of nests during the spring and rear their young from the larger cottonwoods.
You wanted to bring us up to this viewpoint. Why? What is significant about this particular spot and what we're looking at? And then just in relation to the whole park.
Well, as we celebrate 20 years of taking care of the Mount Pisgah area, we focus on the 2,300-acre Lane County Buford Park, also known as Mount Pisgah. But we also are looking to bring into public ownership the 1,200 acres that lay adjacent to it and contain 6 miles of river frontage and floodplains, as well as oak savannas and conifer forests. Each of these habitats, not the conifer forest, but the floodplain habitats, the waterways and the oak savannas and the grassland prairies are rare habitats in the Willamette Basin. There's less than 2% left of the savanna and prairies, and that's earned us the lower Willamette Valley, the dubious rank of a crisis ecoregion, according to a worldwide assessment by the Nature Conservancy.
Here at Buford Park, Mount Pisgah, there's been an effort underway to preserve the habitat.
Exactly. For the last 20 years, we've been trying to bring volunteer and agency resources together to enhance prairies using prescribed fire to maintain them, by using the thinning of Douglas fir that can overtop oak savanna and kill the oaks. We use efforts, actually excavation at times, very carefully planned to open up old river channels that were blocked by human activities, such as Corps of Engineer levees or, you know, rock walls that prevent flooding. We want these rivers to interact with their floodplains because floodplains help clean the water, and the back channels provide that important aquatic habitat for rare western pond turtles, red-legged frogs, lots of rare species. We need a diversity of habitats, and we have a diversity of habitats here at Mount Pisgah, but now we have to care for them for the future so that we can sustain the diversity of wildlife and plants that are here.
This 20th anniversary celebration has a theme. Can you tell us about that theme?
Yes, healing the land and spirit is trying to capture this unique phenomenon that when people come to volunteer, whether it's building a trail or removing a Scotch broom, blackberry, or false broom, or planting native trees in the floodplain or native grasses and wildflowers up in the uplands, you know, they not only are caring for this land and restoring it, but they are nurturing themselves. The land is helping heal them. People who volunteer are motivated in part by this wonderful feeling they get from participating in restoration, and it's a relationship of stewardship. It's a relationship we're trying to cultivate with young people too, as we bring them out to our native plant nursery or out to projects to improve trails. So I guess I would sum it up by saying, you know, as we nurture nature, nature nurtures us.
You talked about the folks that come out here and volunteer to help with trail building and all that, but what about just people that come out to hike here? Aren't they also healed?
Well, I think anybody who's had a hard day in a urban setting or an indoor setting, yes, the park users who come out here definitely benefit, whether it's just the physical activity of hiking to the top of the hill or the sense of calm that comes from being in nature in its many moods. The mists that we saw this morning lifting as the sun was warming this part of the park were magical.
What is the timeline with this possible acquisition of the Wildish land?
Well, it's a time-consuming and complicated process, but our next milestone, we hope, will be the securing an option to acquire the land, you know, the private property right of being able to say in, the, you know, 2 to 3 years we will purchase this land. That gives us a time frame and a secure right to then go raise the public dollars and private dollars we think will be required to get the job done.
What is the significance of the possibility of acquiring this land? How would it transform the park?
Mount Pisgah is an anchor of habitat with this 2,300 acres. If we add the 1,200 through successful acquisition, we will connect to another 1,000 acres of public lands at the confluence and along the Springfield side of the Middle Fork. That means we would consolidate a 4,500-acre natural area into public ownership, and the potential for recreation includes extending bike paths all the way from the riverfront bike system, and connecting these ponds to the river would do extraordinary beneficial habitat enhancements for salmon and western pond turtles. But at the same time, would create important fishing enhancements or recreational uses by, say, a water trail for canoeists and kayakers. There's just a lot of potential, but the first step is acquiring an option to secure the land, to purchase the land. And what I ask people when I ask them to think about this is that, you know, is our community ready to make the commitment to make this dream come true? It's been a long-held community dream since the founding of the park. It was always going to include the Wildish lands, but there wasn't the funding or the willing land seller at the time. Well, now we have an interested seller. If we can work out a deal, we can make this dream come true. But what does that mean? We know that Lane County, our partner in the effort, is clear that they do not have the resources to buy the land. Lane County has severe financial limits coming down the pike as federal dollars from the timber dollars are going to decrease. So that's why I think it's going to take a real community commitment